Hey, Sephra. We're in everything and Simin Sadi Hey. And Simin Sadi Hey is mostly based on the Gemara and Hulin Kufyud Aleph on the base, where the Gemara teaches us Yesodos of Nat Bar Nat, meaning Dogim Sha'ol B'Kaira, whether it's Mutar L'Ochlan B'Kutach or Asur L'Ochlan B'Kutach. Initially, the Gemara says to Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Then they go at the bottom of the page, says Hilchasa, that Dogam Shalom B'Kaira is Mutar L'Achlam B'Kutach, that Nat Bar Nata Hetera is Mutar. That's the basic theme of Simin Sadi Hey. Until we get to Se'if Dalet, where we have this halacha, which is connected to Nat Bar Nat, to the halacha of Efer, that Efer is Pogim, and therefore, even if you hold that you should not wash dishes together, right? Milchik and fleshik dishes together, but when you have Efer, it's going to be okay. That's Sif Dalet. That is a Geira'eli that the Mechaber quotes. Se'if Hei Vav and Zayin are assorted dinim. The reason why they're here is because after Kufir Aleph on the Beis comes, math majors, Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. You're going to be an accountant. How do you know that? How do you not know that? Right? Tachlis, right? After 111b comes 111c, right? Comes Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So, Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara speaks about that you should not be meniach a kli sheyesh bo kutach, eitzel a kli sheyesh bo melach, but it is mutar lahanicho eitzel a kli sheyesh bo chometz. They should not put a keli with milchik dressing next to a keli that has salt. The concern is that maybe some of the milchik dressing will get into the salt and make the salt milchig. And if the salt becomes milchik, I might use that milchik as salt with things of the other gender. So therefore, Chazal say, don't do that. If it's a kli sheyesh bo vinegar, it's going to be okay, right? If it's a keli that does not have salt in it, instead there's vinegar in it. So in that situation, it's going to be okay. And the lashon of the Gemara is that what? Maishna, right? So Gemara says, "Hai isin yisur be'enei, hai lasei l'yisur be'enei." The Gemara says that by the melach, the iser is present, meaning the kutach falls into the salt, and the kutach is going to be noticeable. It's going to be be'en. So therefore, you can't use the salt for fleishiks. However, by the vinegar, so it's lasei l'yisur be'enei, which is understood to mean that it's going to be batel b'shishim. That's what the Shach writes in Os Chaf Beis. It's going to be batel b'shishim. How do you know that? Maybe there's so much kutach that it won't be batel b'shishim. What's the pshat? So the majority opinion in Shulchan Aruch in the Nos Eikelim is that we're not worried that there's going to be so much kutach, because if there'd be a lot of kutach, it would be noticeable. Since it would be noticeable, so therefore we're not worried. Apparently, if there's a when it comes to the what's it called? When it comes to the melach, it is not going to be noticeable that there was kutach in it. So therefore, it's going to be usser. That's the din. That's the chilek. Others say a different pshat. In the Badei HaShulchan, he quotes a pshat that the difference between vinegar and salt, right, which the Gemara says, isi l'sur be'enei or lasi l'sur be'enei, is that the time of the vinegar destroys the time of the kutach. The vinegar is a very strong dover charif type of thing, and therefore the tam of the kuta will be removed. It's a difficult pshat. It's not mainstream. The mainstream halach is that it's batal b'shishim or not batal b'shishim. The Rambam.
Same question. If you have so much vinegar, if you have so much kuta on the vinegar,
if there's so much kuta. Right, if it's a din in the strength,
yeah,
right, so then even if I have a, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, the Rambam has a different take in Judaism. The Rambam's take on Judaism is that the keli sheyesh by melach, the melach has a koach to be shoev, to draw the flavor of the kutach out. The vinegar does not have the koach to be shoev the taste of the kutach. That's the halacha, the way it appears in the Rambam. The Rashba points out, right? The Rashba over here is on Gimel Amid Beis Dalid Amid Aleph. The Rashba points out that the Rambam's pshat is a little bit difficult because the Rashba says that the Rambam's pshat is a little bit difficult because what? Afal pi shehu shoev lo mamasha hu shoev v'gam eino be'en. The Rashba agrees with the science that it could be that it's shoev. But he telling us if it's shoev, it's not a mamish, it's not really the en, and therefore it should be lo garif from a napar nata heterim. Right? The only reason why it's potentially problematic is because of high isur lisura be'ene, high lesse lisura be'ene, meaning that there's be'en here. Right? We've been learning the sugya of napar nat for a while. If I have tam of cholov in melach, right? So that is what? That's like a nat bar nat, no? I have tam of cholov, right, in the salt. So it's like tam of cholov or tam of basar in the fish, no? So that should be okay. Is it? One second. Right? In the case of Dugim Shalom Bakari, we've had this problem before. In the case of Dugim Shalom Bakari, you have like two jumps. You have the flavor of the Dugim into the Kaira, from the Kaira into the Dug, from the flavor of Basar into the Kaira, from the Kaira into the Dugim. Right? Over here, the impression that you get from the Rashba's Kasha is that he's not distinguishing, which is hard to understand. But the bigger problem that the Rashba addresses later and that the Beis Yosef addresses here is that the Lashon HaGemara of Hai Isi L'Sur Be'ene, Hai Lesi L'Sur Be'ene doesn't sound like Hai Sha'iv V'Hai Lo Sha'iv. It doesn't really sound that way. So ultimately, the pshat of the Rambam is what we would say in English is upgeschlugged. And although the Prima Godim does mention it, Histamazoi is mentioning the pshat of the Rambam, the Sha'iv, but it's not really accepted. There is one other issue within the pshat of the Rambam that comes up. If you look in the Pisrei Tshuva over here, Se'if Katin Zayin. The Pisrei Tshuva, Se'if Katin Zayin, in the case of Hamachmir Bozet Tavoy Ola Bracha, which is the case when you have salt that's in a fleshig bowl. Dry salt in the fleshik bowl. So the Rama writes, it's mutter. The Rama writes, hamach mitavay la bracha. The Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Radvaz, the hamach mitavay la bracha is only by kli cheres, not by shar kelim. Right? Which sounds like the Pesach Tshuva is going on the Rama in Se'if Zayin. In the Badei HaShulchan, the Badei HaShulchan, the last Biurim in the Simen, he says, look in the Radvaz itself. The Radvaz itself is really saying that this Chiddush of the Rambam about Shoev, the Rambam's Chiddush that you shouldn't have salt next to Kutach, the Chiddush of the Rambam is only by Kli Cheres, that somehow the porous nature of Kli Cheres will allow the allow the tam of the kutach to go into the melach. That's just a din of kli cheres. Right? The Radvaz is quoting the Pesach Tshuvas on the wrong din. Right? That's what the Balei HaShulchan points out. Again, I did not do this. I did not look in the Radvaz myself, but I trust revival. He was quite thorough. So that's din number one. Din number one, based on the Gemara and Kuf Yud Beis, is that you should not put a keli that has kutach next to a keli that has melach. The Rambam writes that this is only if they're megulim, because the concern is that the kutach will fall into the melach. If you hold like the Rambam, so this din is true even if it is not megulim, no? According to the Rambam, that's based on Kaya Hashi'iva. So then even if it's not Megula, you're worried that somehow the properties of Melach will draw out the flavor of the Kutach. If you hold like the other Pshat that's going to fall in, so then it doesn't apply when it is Mechusa. Hi, Jesse.
Isn't that the Rambam is saying it might fall in, like then the salt will show you more of its tam when you use it on something else? Like,
no. The Rambam says I have a keli of. The Rambam says that there's some magical property of, let's say, kli cheres with melach that it draws the flavor of kutach out. Right? It's not when it falls in, it's going to be shayev. That's not pshat in Rambam.
Two separate
kalim sitting next to each other, and hocus pocus magic, it ends up that the Beis Yosef quotes the Lashon of the Rambam. You don't have to trust me. You can read the Beis Yosef writes that the The Rambam writes, it's Mishav Sha'iv Le Milcha Le Kutach, etc. And Eim Anichin Kad Shal Melach B'tzai Kad Shal Kemech M'nei Sha'shoev Mimenu V'nimsa Mevasha HaBasar B'melach Zeh She'ish B'tam Cholov. It sounds like don't be Menech the Kad next to it. Okay. That's the halacha. This din of not being meniach keli sheyesh bo milchex. Does it apply only to kutach? Does it apply to cholov? Does it apply to gavina? Is it a din by all milchex, or is it not true by all milchex? So the Mishnah writes the sugya of ha'alah, which is in kuf. Simin Daf Kuf Dalet in the Gemara and Simin Peches in Shulchan Aruch. So the din in the Mishnah over there is Ha'of Ola Ala Shulchan im Gevina. Right, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah in Kuf Dalet. The Rashash is bothered by the Kasha. How come we say right, the din of Halah only with Gevina, not with Cholov? And that's the Rosh Hashanah's kasha. So it could be that the answer to that kasha is azoi. If it's cholov, it's going to be aser belav hachi. If it's cholov, it's going to be aser because Simin Sadi Hey tells me you can't have a keli with kutach, and kutach equals cholov. It can't be next to a keli of melach, right? And therefore, right, you shouldn't have it on the same table no matter what. You shouldn't have it on the same table no matter what. That's what the Balei HaShulchan suggests over here on page 313. That by Gevina, I'm not worried that it's going to fall in to the salt. I'm only where it's going to fall into the salt by a liquid. Kutach and cholov are liquids. I'm worried it's going to fall in. But by gavina, I'm not worried it's going to fall in. So therefore, because I'm not why it's going to fall in, that's why I have the halachos of ha'ala'a in terms of I shouldn't have it on the table, but if I have, what's it called? If I have a hecker between them, it's okay. All the demons him pay ches. That's relevant by gavina, but by chalav and by kutach, it's going to be worse. There's more of a concern, the concern that's going to fall in to, from one food into the other, etc. That's the way the Badei HaShulchan wants to learn. Back when, in Pei Ches, so on the bottom of the page in the Shulchan Aruch, there is a comment of the Yad Avram, no? The Yad Avram writes, where let's say it like this. The Mishnah in Kuf Dal, it says, Shulchan Shesoder Alav, it's Mutter Litein Zeh B'Tzad Zeh. I forget the din of Shulchan Sheochel Alav and the halachos of people between them and the halachos of a heker. Shulchan Shesoder Alav is Mutter. But one second, didn't we have Ardin in Sadi Hey? So Zokti Yad Avram, Sarach Loima, Demayri, Shehei Mechusim. The Imei Megulim, it's Aser, Kamashe Kossusim, and Tzadi Hei Sifav. Right? So the way, what's his name? The way the Yad Avram addresses the issue is that it depends on Mechusim or Megula. Reb Feivel is suggesting differently. He's suggesting that this halacha is a din only in liquids, that I'm worried that liquids are going to splash out, get into the salt, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm not worried about solids. And he says, Bazeh, you can answer why the Lashon of the Mishnah there of Hala'a, why the Lashon of the Mishnah is only about Gevina, not about Chalav Adkan.
That's the question. The Mishnah, so why didn't the Mishnah mention covered milk?
Why did the Mishnah not mention covered milk? So the Mishnah, it's sort of working backwards. It's like we're starting from the place of halacha, right? So we're saying, oh, there's a Gemara already on Kuf Yud Beis, right? That says that if it's uncovered, it's going to be Usser. Presumably over there, if it's covered, it's going to be okay. The pashtus in the Mishnah is that it has nothing to do with covered or uncovered. The concern is whether I'm going to reach out and eat the food, right? And that's the dinam of halah. Shulchan shesoder alav, there's no halah, no isser. But if it's not shulchan shesoder alav, it's going to be okay. To say that we're only talking about when it's mechusa, like the Yad Avram, that's a little bit difficult. Because once the concern is that I'm going to chop your food, so that could exist whether the keli is mechusa or megula, right? We spoke about like a baby bottle, remember? I think once I'm dealing with issues, I'll take your food, mechusa versus megula doesn't matter. That's what I'm trying to say. The Yad Avram is saying, no, the Mishnah is talking about that it is Mechusa. Reb Feivel says that it doesn't sound reasonable. It doesn't sound Matari, so that's a Mairi. One second. Ain lahamid a mishnah b'mechusim de'in kein zeh shinui gadol. Right, that's his way of saying it. That there's a heter of if there's a shinui, and mechusa by definition is a shinui. I don't know. You think that? It's not terrible. No, not terrible. Okay, so that's the first din of Tzadi Hei Sif Hei. Tzadi Hei Sif Vav is a Taisvis there on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Taisvis says, how come the Gemara is only talking about having Kutach, or we're saying Cholav also, having that next to Melach? What about having Basar next to Cholav? Right? Am I allowed to have, this then, by the way, applies to Shulchan Shasodir Alav also. Can I have basar next to cholov? So the Gemara doesn't address it. So Zaktaisis, it's mutter. Because people are careful about basar etzel cholov. And that's what it says in Se'if, Vav. Mutter litem b'teich teva kadro basar etzel kad shel cholov. You're allowed to put them right next to each other. The Rashba Gimel Amid Beis says that we're not worried that the basar will come to the cholov because you're careful about this. And he has a raya to this yisoid from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara writes, "Lo halachta mitzur miyamecha for isa yisrael v'nachi sheshavsu shtei keder ezeh b'tzadzeh v'lchashu b'hem chachamim." Right, the Gemara says that you never went to Tzur. There are Yidden and there are Goyim. They're both cooking on the same range top, right? That means they're cooking tray food next to kosher food. How can you do that? Teretz is like the Rashba, because they're careful. And when you're careful, there's no concern. By the Cholav and the Melach, people are not careful. So therefore, I'm worried. But by basar and cholov, people know that it's treif, so therefore it's going to be a problem. By the melach and the what's it called, but it's not a problem. It's not a problem by the basar and the cholov. The Ramah, however, writes, quoting from the Or HaZeruah, that yesh machmirin bozel chatchila. That even so, you should be machmir. The reason to be machmir, and the Shach writes, is dafka b'megula. The reason to be machmir is people are not always as careful as they should be. It's just like a practical issue. The Ramah is quoting from the Or Zeruah, I believe. The Ramah is saying that yesh lahachmir l'chatzchila. The Beis Yosef quotes this, and the Beis Yosef says that how can you paskin like a iser v'heter against Taisus? Taisus says beferish that it's mutter. How on earth can you paskin like the iser v'heter? And the it's like a hagun, the isav heter and hagah shavidu or whatever it is. How can you pasken that way against the taisus? Lesa lahi hagah mekami taisus. So Dr. Moshe writes, you know what? The fact that these later rishonim quote the dinim of taisus and they still say yesh lahachmir, that means that we should pasken like their conclusion. This is paradigmatic of the Ramah. And paradigmatic of the Mechaber, no? If you read the Hakdama that they each have to the Shulchan Aruch, so the Mechaber basically says, I have a Bezdin, right? Rambam Rif Rosh. And I have, when the Bezdin doesn't weigh in, I have Gedolei Haposkim. Right? That's what the Beis Yosef says. I take into account the middle of the batting order, the heavy hitters. Right, judge and who else is there? Stanton and Glaber. Right, that's my middle of the batting order. Right, that's who I take into account. Have to ask my son. I probably got it wrong, but I don't have to take into account the secondary poskim. The Ramos Shita is no. The secondary poskim are the ones that you paskin halacha according to because they are basroi. And therefore, you paskin like them, no? So the Mechaber is fascinating here. The Mechaber does not quote the Yesh Machmir, and the Ramah does. If you get beneath the hood, the Mechaber is saying, yeah, you can't follow these secondary paiskim, right? Lesalahi mikame ataisis. But the Ramah says, no, right? Exactly what the Ramah says. Since they quote the taisis and they reject it, hachinaktinon. Right? It's mamish paradigmatic. Right? This is I don't know if you've noticed, by the way, I'm into like giving my Judaism according to me, like the way poskim work. I think it actually helps. Okay, so that is Se'if Vav. The Badei HaShulchan over here in Se'if Katan Kuf Aleph has a chumrah which people make fun of. Badei HaShulchan basically writes you should have two refrigerators. One for milchiks, one for fleishiks. Providing, doesn't say two refrigerators, mamish. He says if you have uncovered milchiks and uncovered fleishiks, you should not put them in the same refrigerator near each other because it might spill. Once the Ramah says, yesh lizoher lechatchila, if it's not mechusa, the way the Shach understands the Ramah, and b'makim sheino tzarech, like a chveis if you, right, if quarters are very tight, but if you can afford two refrigerators, or you could afford to keep the basar on one side, the chalav on that side, zakt v'fayvo kohen, you should be machmir. And v'fayvo quotes in the Maharshal that the Maharshal is machmir in this case. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Right? Listen to this one. Yitzi, I'll take your question in a second. Maharshal writes, ha'olam nizhom shalaniach kederas chalav b'makom shehinichu mikoydam kederas basar. You shouldn't put a pot of chalav where you previously had a pot of basar, even though it's in the refrigerator and it's cold, because sometimes you make a mistake and it's going to be hot and there's going to be balua from the stuff into the stuff. Balua into the... It's a pot! Ain't a balua haloch mekli loy raita. That's what you're asking, no? That's what I ask also. That's what the Magen Avraham asks indirectly. I don't know why he doesn't quote. The Magen Avraham is mamish against this chumrah of the Maharshal. Right? With five quotes, the Maharshal says, Yesh lochush and nishba sham mitzchila mehamachu shal basar, v'shub yeh nivla bekederes hacholav, afa v'shetzonein, afilo hachi hachmiru bedavar, shalafa amim tia kedera chama, v'lava daite. Wow. Right? Sometimes it's going to be a hot pot. So therefore, be machmir. Therefore, you should be therefore you should be machmir. The Magen Avraham in Arachaim Simon Kufayin Gimel. The Magen Avraham quotes that the Bach says that you shouldn't put milchik pots on the fleishik tablecloth because he's nervous that the blia is going to go from the tablecloth into your pot. Now the Bach is talking about a hot pot. The Magen Avraham asks on the Bach, he says, one second. We paskin in habalua holeich mikli likli b'loi raitav. Meaning, the Magen Avraham is saying that this din of in habalua holeich mikli likli b'loi raitav is an absolute din. And even l'chatzchila, it's going to be, okay. That's what the Magen Avraham says against the Bach, against this Maharshal that Reb Fivel Cohen is quoting. So Reb Fivel has two chidushim in Sif Katan Kuf Aleph. One, don't have uncovered milchiks and fleishiks next to each other. So ideally, you should have a separate refrigerator. Two, don't put your milchik pot where you had a fleishik pot beforehand because maybe the balua is going to go through and through. The Magen Avraham would not hold to this. We already had this machlaikas, I believe, in Pei Zayin, where the Ramah says you should be machmir in all these things l'chatzchila. What did that mean? So Reb Fivel says you should be machmir l'chatzchila, but Lua is going to go mikli l'chi boy right of. Reb Fivel says you should have two tripods on your ovens, cook milchiks on this side, fleishiks on that side, because maybe it's going to go through and through. Ha'olam einam nizharim bazeh klal v'ikar. Mr. Shlosh, I'm going to ask you to speak loudly because, yeah.
Who would see KBY is two bridges
for the area. I remember when I was in KBY, I sat next to Rav Rubenstein in the base medrash. So every Shaila would come to him after davening. He's like, Me'ikar adin l'chura yesh lahakel, aval nir lahachmir. Like, that was his approach. Yeah.
They have two bridges.
Again, if I have a big industrial kitchen, it makes sense to have two refrigerators just because stuff's going to happen. I have a milchik meal, and you keep the other one locked. When I had a shul, I also had two refrigerators, a massive kitchen. You don't milk some flay shakes, but at home, I only have one refrigerator. I live in the Heights. If I, you know, Daniel?
Are you afraid of, sorry, of like steam from the fridge going up on the rounds? Like,
cold. Steam in the fridge?
Not steam in the fridge. You have open the fridge, it's cold. I don't know if it's cold, but the moisture goes around. The freezer off,
it's cold. It's not going to be Zayas. It has to be a Zayas. They kind of take it.
That condensation is the freon in my refrigerator. That condensation is not milchik or fleishik. It's freon. It's a chemical that if you ingest it, it will kill you. Yeah.
Just to clarify, according to this, you know, Bahya Shulchan, Machmir line of thinking, you would also reject Lamaisa, the idea that we said Shulchan Shesoder Olav, the idea of separate counters.
So he says Shulchan Shesoder Olav means it's got to be in a different area on, do I need separate milchik and fleishik counters? Right? Do I need it?
It's the same issue. Right?
It's the same issue. 100% the same issue. It happens that on, again, depending on the size of your kitchen, the size of your counters, where is there a greater chance of spillage and a less chance of spillage? But
if he's worried about also the leak coming from the bottom, it doesn't matter where there's a spill.
I don't know. Like, when you think about how far-fetched this is, yeah, a bleah within the last 24 hours, like same exact place on the counter, like
you have the remotion thing about the sink.
It's pinpoint.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know. Listen, it's good. It's good to say in the shir because it keeps people awake. You see?
That's a figurative question.
Should I turn off the recorder?
No, that's fine.
You're going to be on record.
We say, like, I feel like you should be sorry about that. And like, if you're not, there's no isser there on one.
It just means if you want to be, it's frumkeit. Right. It means what the Rama is saying, I think, is that it's not yuhara. There are certain times where we tell people don't have chumras because you're not on such a madrega. You know, face if you're Reb Chaim Kanievsky, so you could have certain chumras for yourself. But most often, right, you only adopt chumras based on your madrega. It's yuhara to adopt a chumra that's beyond your pay grade.
And like most of these things, you wouldn't even, if you were in someone's kitchen, you wouldn't even tell them to not do it.
Of course not. But it's
sure not like this marshal or like separate counters.
Yeah, again, the marshal is also saying it that it's a din l'chatchila, but the marshal is saying more than that. He says, ha'olam nizharim.
Right.
Which I guess means that people are very frum, and people keep the skumra of the Rama. Of course, I wouldn't tell people not to do it. Right? It's mutter, but I think the idea is that it's not yuhara. It's not yuhara because everybody does it. It's not yuhara. When the Rama quotes such a din, that means he's saying it's not yuhara. Yeah. That's how I understand these halachas. Deep breath. Let's go. If Zion, the din is that emalicha bekalim. Emalicha bekalim means that if I have salt in a fleishik plate, the salt does not become fleishik. The salt isn't, even though the salt is davar charif, but davar charif kishala atzmo, when it's just placed on a plate, it doesn't draw any of the fleishikness out of the plate. That's the din. Again, also kuf yud bezom and aleph melech hanosin bekarish al basar mutar litno becholov. The shach writes that one could have understood that this din is because of nat barnat, that there's tam basar in the ka'ara, and the tam basar goes into the melech. And therefore be not bar not, and that's why it's mutter. Zak the shach, that can't be. Because davar charif, we don't say not bar not on. Right? The kula of not bar not does not apply to davar charif, which is something that we encountered already in the Raman Seif Beis. Raman Seif Beis already told me that by Dabar Charif, we do not have the kula of Naparnat. So that's what the Shach is referencing over here. And he quotes, Kemosha Kosef HaRama in Hagah in Seif Beis. The reason why this din is true is because Ein Koyach Lahaf Letam Mikli. Ein Melicha Bekelem. That's the halacha. Now the din of Ein Melicha Bekelem, though, is because a keli is very strong and hard. So therefore, the melicha doesn't have the koyach to draw anything out of the keli. But if I have a soft thing, so then the melicha can draw it out. Or if it's moist, it can draw it out. That means if I have a soft, pliable keli, or if I have moist salt, it will draw out the flavor from the keli, and then I have a problem. So when the Rama writes, "Hamachmir gam bozeh tavoy olav bracha," the pashtus in the Rama, and the Taz makes this point. The pashtus in the Rama is that he is machmir only on soft, pliable things, which is the case in Taisvis and the Rush that the Taz quotes, that defuse hagavinois are oivde koichavim, the cheese molds, so then you shouldn't use the cheese molds, etc., when it's not completely hardened. I guess what, they have some enzyme on it or whatever we'll end up making cheeses in, Pezayin. They quote from the Balei HaTosfos, that the Balei HaTosfos quote two dinim. One is the defuse gevinos, and the other is the melachanos in b'ka'ara. And they say, hamachmir tavai olav bracha. And they also say, maisim b'chol yom. Meaning, everyone does it, but hamachmir tavai olav bracha. So the Taz says, these two things are contradictory. Because when they say everybody does it, Zok the Taz, Ma'is and B'chol Yom, I'm not talking about Stamazoy the Bums. I'm talking about the B'nai Torah, the guys who learned in Yeshiva, the guys who went to Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ochan and they learned Yeredeya. Those are the people whom I can invoke as Ma'is and B'chol Yom. I can't invoke a regular schnook, right, as a Ma'isim B'chol Yom. If that's the case, so then the Nusach in the Taisvis, the Nusach of Ma'isim B'chol Yom, but Machmir Tavo Lav Bracha, these things are mamish contradictory, because if Ma'isim B'chol Yom refers to the B'nai Torah, so B'nai Torah don't want to be Tavo Aleihem Bracha, it can't be. So therefore the Taz learns that the Chumrah in the Ramah is misplaced. When the Rama says hamachmir tavai ola bracha, he means only to be machmir on soft items like the defusim shel gevinos or whatever it is. Again, I'm saying the pshat and the taz based on the prima godim ones, the taz. But the akeli to put salt in a fleshik bowl, dry salt in the fleshik bowl, heter gomor. Heter gomor. That's the way the Taz learns. The Shach in the Kudas HaKesef writes, no, there's no stira between Ma'isim B'chol Yom and Machmir Tavo Olav Bracha. The Issa V'Hetra Arach writes that sometimes we're Choshish, maybe it's not going to be Naki. Ma'isim B'chol Yom. Ma'isim b'chol yom, that something is heter gomor, but we're still machmir for this far-fetched situation of that it's not going to be nucky. Meaning, the Nekudas HaKesef is saying that yesh lahachmir l'chatchila, even not to put salt in a fleishik dish, dry salt, because sometimes the salt isn't really going to be dry. That's the way the shach works. Right? So both the shach and the taz are saying that you can't bring a raya from mice. You can't say that mice and b'chol yom does not apply to b'nei Torah. Or you can't say that tovla bracha, that b'nei Torah would not do something that tovla bracha. But the question is, what's the chumrah on... what's the chumra over here? The yesh lahachmir that Rama quotes, is it going on the defusim, or is it even going on the is it even going on the kitlin? Be it as it may, the taz himself is machmir. The end of the taz, he writes that he quotes in the Maharshal, "Mishabeach ani min hagashkenaz." Now, that the minigan Ashkenaz is that they have separate kalim, one for basar and one for melach. Didn't we already have this in Pechas? Right? And it sounded like over there, Peches or Peches, I forgot. What? Peches, yeah, the end of Peches, right? Sounded like it's Mamish Me'ikar Hadin. V'chein Ohagin, Liyachin Kli Shal Melach, L'ko Echa B'fnei Atzmo, L'fa'amim Tevlin B'melach, V'nisharu Shiyuri Maicho B'melach. Now, that case is a teeny bit different. In that case, is you have two people who are eating together on the table. They should each have their own salt dish, right? We pointed out that the Achrayim say this is talking about a salt dipper. It's not talking about a salt shaker. You don't need a separate salt shaker for milchiks and fleishiks, unless Rabbi Forst has in his book, if you have little kids. The meaning of a little kid is the way you pour salt is you insert the salt into the steak. Now that's the minig or into the meatballs. Kids don't eat steak, right? I don't know why you'd put salt on your meatballs, but that's the minig of little kids. Rabbi Forst says for the little kids, you should be, if you have little kids, you should be machmir. But I'm not exactly sure how I deal with the seeming contradiction between this din, right, the Taz over here quotes that Mishabeach Ani Minig Ashkenaz, they have separate kelim, etc. How does this stem with the din in the end of Peches? Unless you're going to say that case is only when you have Shnei Anoshim who are eating together. That's the din in Peches. But Belav Hachi, there's no Ikar Hadin reason to have separate salt shakers. The only Ikar Hadin reason to have separate salt shakers is when you have two people eating together at the same table. That's what I think emerges. Look at the Badei HaShulchan, the end of, he actually also says the thing that if you have little kids, so then you should have separate salt shakers because they insert the salt shakers, etc. Okay, so these are the din and the end of Tzadi Hei. Tzadi Vav is more exciting, no? Tzadi Vav are the dinim of Davar Choref. Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Hilchasa, Dogim Shal B'Kaira, Mutter La'achlam B'Kutach, and Sinon She Patacho B'Sakin Shal Basar Lo Yalcha B'Cholav. Right? That's the Gemara and Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. That you cut a Tznayin with the Sakin Shal Basar, you shouldn't eat chalav with that tznon. That din of the tznon is the din of Davar Choref, and there are a number of issues that the Rishonim address over here. Is davar charif a din only on a dirty knife, or is it a din even on a clean knife? That's two opinions in the Rashi on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. When I say tznayin shechatochai, does that mean that there's some shamnunis on it? And the chiddush lahalacha would be that although kelim are ordinarily clean, but shamnunis ordinarily is on what's it called? Is on a knife. Knives are not clean. The chiddush also might be that the din of machli leil shevach is necessary by the shamnunis. Meaning, we had in Kuf Gimel a discussion about whether a ticha, a very small amount of fleshe, can that become pogum by definition? No? If you remember the shiur that we gave on Daddy Day, right, we spoke about the marda, right? And we pointed out that Tosis and Avodah Zarah sounds like even a be'en can be pogum. There's a little bit of a raya to that yesod from this opinion in Rashi that I need to say machli leila shevach on shamnunis. But lav hachi, the shamnunis would be pagum. This is especially noticeable in the other sugya of davar charif. The Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, Kuf Yud Beis on the Aleph, is talking about tzinoin. A tzinoin is a radish. It's either a black radish or it's a red radish. But a radish, right, has certain dinim that the radish, let's say, creates halachic problems that other stuff doesn't create. Avodah Zarah Lametes has a din that sounds pretty much the same about a quart shel chiltis. Chiltis is some, I think last time I taught Yeridaya, the guys ordered some chiltis. It's like an Indian spice. They got it for like four, what's it called? You have to Google what it's called. Astra something?
Asafoida.
Right, whatever it is, asafol. You could order it. It'll cost you like $3 on Amazon or something. If you want, we could do a sheer taste test.
Sheer lunch.
we're gonna serve tznayin and chiltis at a sheer lunch. So chiltis, the Gemara says, is machli leil shevach. That's avodah zarah lamites. The way Rashi has a girsa there in Avodah Zarah Lamites is it's machli leil shamnunisa leshevach, right? Meaning that's like the same as opinion one in Rashi, that shamnunis kishela atzmo can become pogum, but when you have shamnunis that comes in contact with a sharp vegetable, either chiltis, which is asra, fama, or whatever, or radish, it's machli leil shevach. That's one shita. Another shita is that the machli leil shevach, the second opinion in Rashi and Kuf Yud Beis, is machli leil shevach means even if it's a clean knife, that the ability of the davar charif is to draw flavor out from inside. And potentially, it's going to draw out flavor that would otherwise be pugum and make it nice and tam l'shevach. These two opinions in Rashi, which is in Taisus also there in Kuf Yud Beis, is two opinions here in the Shulchan Aruch, meaning in Tzadi Vav. The Mechaber writes, if I have tznayin that's cut with a sakin ben yomo or eno mekunach, then it's going to be a problem. Second opinion is Yesh Omrim Hu Adin La'Eno Ben Yomam Vehu Mekunach. Those are the two opinions in Rashi. Right? The first opinion is it's only a problem if it is dirty. A dirty knife, or it's a Ben Yomay knife. But if it's an eino ben yom, no knife, it's not a problem. Meaning, that first opinion, l'cha'ura, is not equating the sugyas in Avodah Zarah and in Chulin. The pashtus in the sugya in Avodah Zarah says beferish, that machle l'shebach, and beferish takes a davar pogom and reinvigorates it. The Gemara in Chulin, not exactly the same. That's the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. Second opinion, Shulchan Aruch does equate the two sugyas. Another nafgamina is to what extent is there blia? There are three shitas in the Rishonim here about the tzinon. The shita of the Rush in Siman Lamed Aleph is that the tzinon is aser kadei klipa. The Rashba in Dalet Amud Aleph quote a raivid that it's aser kadei natila. You get the impression, the Beis Yosef says, that the Rashba himself is inclined that should be aser bakulo, but acharei kechlos hakol, he has deference for the raivid, that's only aser kadei natila. However, the Rashba in the Taras Habayis HaKotzer says it's aser bakulo. The Ezra's Hashem tomorrow will get into this sugya, but this second shayla is also dependent on whether I equate the sugya in Chulin with the sugya in Avodah Zarah. The Pashtus is a sugya in Avodah Zarah saying it's aser bakulo. Is the sugya in Chulin saying the same thing or not? The Rush says not. Maybe. Look at the Rush carefully in Siman Lamed Aleph. The Ravid is certainly saying that we're not equating them. The Rashba is saying that we are equating the two sugyas, and therefore they're both Aser Bekulo, Ot Chazon Lemoed. This is the beginning of Davar Charif, an awesome sugya. Have a great day.